I'm calling the Roma Municipal Utilities Commission to order Monday, September 23rd, 2019, at 11:48 to be exact. Okay, having done that, the first thing on is changes to the presented agenda. From anyone, any corrections on that? I do want to make one correction on that for the consent agenda. I'm going to say, as you, they say, pull it out, or make two separate items on the consent agenda. Separate the meeting minutes from the bill payment. So I will ask for two separate ones on that. And I will start with the meeting minutes from September 9, 2019, and I will make that resolution, make that motion for the resolution to accept the meeting minutes. Is there a second on that?
No, second.
Motion made and second. Further discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please, Beth.
Commissioner McDonald?
Aye.
Lahmer?
Aye.
Mattern?
Aye.
LaVoo?
Aye.
Thank you, and that approves. The second thing on the consent agenda is the bill payments, and we'll look at those, but I'll start out with just asking for the motion to approve the resolution for the bill payments. So if someone would want to make that motion to begin with?
Yes, so moved.
Is there a second?
Excuse me, Madam Chair. Would we be able to approve that with three commissioners voting the bills, since that's not a quorum?
We have four commissioners.
But if I'm abstaining.
Abstaining from the bill payment.
Then we can't.
Madam Chair, members of the commission, this is Robert. When you have a quorum, unless there's a specified vote that needs a majority of all members, if you have a quorum present and you take a vote, you just need a majority of the quorum. So if three commissioners were to vote in favor, or even, I suppose, two in this case, if the vote were 2-1 with an abstention due to a conflict, in either case, the motion would pass.
Okay.
That would be it.
Whew. Thanks. Thank you, Mr. Scott. Okay, having on that advice, well, again, let's see, a motion was made. Second? Do we have a second?
Second, no.
Okay, who?
I don't think.
I'll second if there's not.
Okay. Motion for the resolution to accept the bills has been made and second, and now discussion, please. Any from any of the commissioners at this point?
Madam Chair, I have one item I'd like to bring to the attention of the commission, which is on page 5. There you will see highlighted in yellow decorative pole slash lights for downtown. For the city and utilities out on that project, we have ordered 4 lights that the city would like to have us install downtown, and they would like to see what those lights look like, what kind of lighting they give out, what the, you know, the pole, the lamp, etc. looks like before they move forward with the entire project. So this fall yet sometime you will see 4 lights go in downtown.
And one thing that I had question was on the ONS construction, just some of those costs that are in there. Again, it's highlighted because it has to do with the Y project, so that ask for, you know, a little bit of an explanation on
that. Yes, Madam Chair. As you can see, as you go down, first one is 250th, 28th Street Southwest. That's a street lighting wire that needed to be replaced. Then you got the 1200 Wilmer Avenue. That's, as it explains there, that's primary replacement. And then the roundabout, that has to do with the 19th Street roundabout. We had to rewire or change, move some wiring out there. And then we got new service for Dooley's, and then primary 3-phase. Then and the Y project, as you indicated, that line is part of the Y project, and then again, primary replacement, that's our underground replacement program. So out of all the lines that we have there, one is tied to the Y project. Y project is being updated through a combination of ONS, our contract with ONS, and also Midwest. So there are two underground contractors that we work with that we have contracts with this summer to do our underground replacement, including the Y project.
Okay, thank you. And I was kind of lumping it all into one, and he explained the, you know, the difference in them. So thank you, Manager Heron, for that explanation. Any other questions from other commissioners on any of the projects that are going on? Hearing none, roll call, please, Beth.
Commissioner Mattern?
Aye.
Mabou?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Lommer?
I abstain. Okay, that resolution does carry that motion. Okay, and then the next thing on our agenda here today is regarding our public hearing. And we, as you can see, we have no one here for the public hearing. Again, but I will still, we can say that we still open it, even if there's no one here, that we should do that. Yeah, that we should go through that process.
What is the media? I thought the media usually stops.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But there is a resolution that goes with it, for the public. I open the public comment for hearing at this point. And there's no one here, no one signed in even or to come. So then I will go on to the commissioners for questions. Any questions that you have regarding this, our rate increase that we have for this resolution that's coming up? And I'll just ask each one of you, I'll ask you, Commissioner Babu, if you have any comments.
Well, it's, we're talking about the
proposed rate adjustment.
Adjustment, yeah. I have really nothing to say about it at this moment.
Okay. And Commissioner Mattern?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. You know, I guess I have nothing further to add other than our previous discussions that we've had on the topic.
So. Okay, thank you. And Commissioner McDonald, any comments from you on the proposed rate adjustment?
Well, we've covered it all previously.
Okay, and I feel confident in what we've discussed through with this as well. And hearing no other comments, then I will entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Motion made and second to close the public hearing. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next thing that needs to come before us today is our consideration of the resolution for recommending utility rate adjustments to the Warner City Council. Again, as presented to us there, that we have, it does need to go on to the City Council. So I would, again, entertain a motion for the resolution of number 2019, number 36, that would be then.
I'll make that.
Okay. Is there a second?
Yes, I second that.
Okay, motion for the resolution of recommending utility rate adjustments to the Warner City Council has been made and second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Commissioner Mattern?
Aye.
Mabou?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Lommer?
Aye. Okay. Thank you, everyone, on that one. Next, we'll go to the monthly financial reports. And our Director of Finance, Ms. Wendy, will address those.
Thank you. I'm going to start off with the electric division. Up in the top in the yellow, our revenue is up compared to last year at this point in the year, $637,241. Our expenses are also up just a little over $100,000. Net margins are an increase over last year of $781,622. Any questions on the electric financials at all? Moving on to the water division, revenue, we are up $239,323 compared to last year at this point in the year. Expenses were up a little over $13,000, and margins overall are up $241,407 compared to last year at this point in the year on the water division. Taking a look at the heating division, our revenues are down just over $200,000. Expenses also down about $78,000. Margins down $111,412 year-to-date. Looking at our combined statements, overall revenues are up $675,906. Expenses up $36,623. And our margins compared to last year at this point in the year, we are up $911,616. Any questions on the monthly financial statements?
They're looking good. So far, so good.
Taking a look at our investment portfolio, our year-to-date yield just a little over 2%, 2.06. Again, I've listed three market yield benchmarks, the BarCap, the Barclays, 1 to 3 year and 1 to 5 year. You can see those have had considerable jumps in the last month as well. So still trending behind. Had some meetings with different individuals trying to shed some light on the difference. Not so sure that what we're using is a good indicator. John and I will be working that towards the end of this year, going into our review of policies and try to come up with something more comparative with the municipal markets. We tend to, by statute and in the municipal sector as a whole, be a lot more conservative with our investments compared to what is typically in those funds that we're trying to compare it to. And right now, those riskier funds are obviously getting some better returns, and we just don't invest our money in those risky kind of areas. So, and that's why we're seeing, for the large part, that big gap is we're usually more short-term and less risky in our investment portfolio, specifically by statute as well. Any questions on the investments at all?
No, I guess not. Thank you for that. I appreciate that little explanation on that there, Ms. Runge. And again, we need a motion to accept all the reports. Anyone? I thought it was for information, but... Okay. Now we'll go on to the request from the City Council to place liens on properties for unpaid utility bills. And again, I'll let Ms. Runge address that, please.
Yes. Included in your packet is a listing of accounts and balances that are finaled on property owner accounts. Total of $7,093.42 that we would bring forth to the City Council for adding liens to the properties.
Okay. And just most of those, I would guess, are residential, not all random. Okay. Okay.
So is that a reason why we don't have the addresses, or is it required?
That was something that was changed a few years ago. We were asked to remove the addresses.
Mm. Hold underneath the data privacy laws.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I would accept a motion for a resolution to place the liens on properties for unpaid utility bills.
I'll offer that resolution.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion for the resolution to place liens on properties for unpaid utility bills to the City Council. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Commissioner Mabul?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Lammer?
Aye.
Mattern?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. And then next we come to the Public Power Week in appreciation of Wyoming Municipal Utilities, our hometown electric utility. And our sales and marketing representative, Ms. Marotsky, is helping out out front today, so I will just go through and read that for us. Whereas we, the citizens of Wilmer, place high value on local control over community services and therefore have chosen to operate a community-owned, locally controlled, not-for-profit electric utility, and as consumers and owners of our electric utility have a direct say in utility operations and policies. Whereas Wilmer Municipal Utilities provides our homes, businesses, farms, social service, and local government agencies with reliable, efficient, and cost-effective electricity, employing sound business practices designed to ensure the best possible service at not-for-profit rates. Whereas Wilmer Municipal Utilities is a valuable community asset that contributes to the well-being of local citizens through energy efficiency, customer service, environmental protection, economic development, and safety awareness. Whereas Wilmer Municipal Utilities is a dependable and trustworthy institution whose local operation provides many consumer protections and continues to make our community a better place to live and work and contributes to protecting the global environment. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Wilmer Municipal Utilities will continue to work to bring lower cost, safe, reliable electricity to community, homes, and businesses just as it has since 1891, the year when the utility was created to serve all the citizens of Wilmer. And be it further resolved that the week of October 6 to 12 be designated Public Power Week to recognize Wilmer Municipal Utilities for its contributions to the community and to educate consumer owners, policymakers, and employees on the benefits of public power. Be it further resolved that our community joins hands with more than 2,000 other public power systems in the United States in this celebration of public power, which is best for consumers, business, the community, and the nation, dated this 23rd day of September 2019. So again, just announcing that and working with that. Is there, I know that we've had our open house, is there anything during that week other that is being planned that you know of?
Yeah, there will be cookies and refreshments in the lobby
that
week.
Okay.
For consumers that stop in.
Okay, and it looks like this is, again, is a resolution, so I make that resolution. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
Is this going to be ongoing or is only for this year?
It's for this week, for this year.
This week, this. What about next year, October?
Typically for Public Power Week, we normally bring a resolution forward for the commission to consider and adopt. So it's usually an annual resolution recognizing public power.
Every year.
Annual. Yeah.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, roll call, please.
Commissioner McDonald?
Aye.
Lammer?
Aye.
Mattern?
Aye.
LaVoo?
Aye.
Okay, and then we'll go to our general manager's report, please, Mr. Herring.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First one, we have a planning committee that we'll be setting up shortly at staff level. We've been preparing a power point for our power plant as we go forward here. What's the value of the power plant? And on that same agenda, we'll be looking at our disconnection policies and procedures. And this week, we reviewed a preliminary report on transmission investment requirements in our area, and with the Benson plant being shut down here a year ago, the transmission investment needs are being pushed up from 5-6 years out that originally was the anticipation they were going to be needed to probably in 2022-23 window of time. So we'll be bringing that before the planning committee for further discussion. So then we got a couple of workshops coming up, Missouri River Area Meeting, and we have Joe Schmidt Impact Leadership Workshop, and that is scheduled for December 13th that the commission had authorized at the last meeting. And then the 2019 strategic initiatives and task timeline that the commission had approved have been completed and updated. And if you go to your miscellaneous tab on your iPad and update that tab, our updated, our current strategic plan will be loaded. So that would conclude my updates unless there's additional questions by the commission.
Okay. Yeah, and I know with our strategic initiatives, there's just a couple of wording changes and stuff from last time that was put in there and stuff. So any comments, questions from anyone? Anything else to come before the commission today?
Oh, just one quick. So it just keeps coming up, like that rate yield thing. Like, so I don't know if there is a potential for investing in higher yield or finding a better comparison, but it just seems like it keeps coming up again and again. Like, why are we lagging? Yeah. So I don't know if we could address that and just put it to rest.
Right.
Yeah, no, we agree, and that's why we are trying to look into the actual details of why such the stretch this year, where last year we were under, and what it came down to was basically this year the markets are doing a lot better, and so there's that bigger yield and the riskier things. And that's why we've kind of, through those discussions, have really got to thinking that maybe that's not a good indicator for us, and that's why we've talked about coming up with a better comparison, whether we compare it to, you know, if we're making better than a money market. But we really are, being a municipality, we are really restricted by state statutes as to what we can invest in. So going to those riskier items, you know, triple B rating bonds or that kind of thing, isn't even really possible for us. So we just have to show that we're making an effort to make as much as we possibly can within our state statute guidelines. This year it has come up every month we've been lagging. You never, typically a benchmark is just that, it's a benchmark. You typically don't exceed the benchmark. But we just really feel that those indicators, we've added some additional ones trying to kind of make it in comparison, but those are all doing well this year as well. And so that's why we've kind of started that discussion that maybe we need to come up with something else. Maybe it's the money market to say if we left it sitting in our checking account, we'd only make this, but because we're doing this extra effort, we're making, you know, this incremental difference. Or we're not really sure. We're still kind of throwing out ideas and want to come up with something better, a better indicator, rather than just showing you something that really isn't completely relevant. There's pieces of it that are, but so we understand that, and we're working on addressing that. We're not sure what the answer is yet, but at this point we were gathering information as to why the difference and understanding it a lot better to try to come up with a better solution for a comparison.
To expand on it a little bit more, the reason it's on this worksheet, it's in our policy, the benchmark that we are at staff level, that the commission has challenged us to try and meet or at least get close to, as Denise indicated, is in the policy. And as we reached out to our financial advisors this summer, as Denise alluded to, junk bond, people, corporations, companies, etc., are more comfortable investing in lesser quality bonds, which is driving up the benchmarks. And we can't go there by statute, nor do we want to go there. So what's the right benchmark? And as Denise said, as we get into year end here, we're trying to develop that appropriate benchmark that works during, you know, times like this, as well as when the markets as a whole are more conservative, so that when the commission looks at our portfolio here, that we at staff level, that we're doing our job, that we're, you know, being conservative, but yet meeting the benchmarks that we need to meet here. So more to come as we get into policy at year end. Hopefully we'll have those answers.
And when you're seeking the information stuff, do you seek outside, like, who they're invested with, you know, like a, per se, a financial planner or a broker or something like that? Is that someone that you consult with then?
Yeah. Yeah. Someone that really understands the markets and the fluctuations and what's kind of in each of those funds and why the returns are what they are right now.
Okay. All right. Okay at this point?
Sounds like they're all over it.
Okay. Anything else? Any other questions to come before the commission today? Okay. No, nothing else to come before the commission today? Meeting is adjourned.